For over 800 years, the Jedi I have trained. My own counsel I have kept on students to teach, and students who are not yet ready. Amazing, I find, Chris Marquardt, everyone accepts. Anyone a student can be, even you. Remember that wars not make one great, but good photographs remembered will be. Season's greetings from Master Yoda, and tips from the top floor.
Tips from the top floor number 84, December 23rd, 2005.
Hi Chris, this is Serge Oudenaert, and from Belgium, I'm wishing you and all the listeners of Tips from the Top Floor a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Take care.
Hi Etienne from France, I wish everybody, listeners and lovely people on the forum, a Merry Christmas. And to all the French listeners out there, Joyeux Noël.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping.
Oh, the good old times. That was the beginning of the very first show back in April 2005. And as today's Tips from the Top Floor is the last show for this year before the holiday break, I thought I'd dedicate today's show to leaning back a bit, playing some Christmas music for you, and taking a look at how Tips from the Top Floor has evolved over the last 9 months. So here's Tracer's Treat from the Podsafe Music Network with Christmas of Love.
Baby, picture you and me hanging round the Christmas tree. Colored lights and an angel up above. Christmas of love. Ooh, everywhere we go, bring a little mistletoe. We'll be hugging, we'll be kissing like two turtle doves. Christmas of love. Telling everyone Santa's gonna come. Have a lot of fun at Christmas time. Now he's on his way. Everybody say, have a Merry Christmas of love. Sugar, let us know tonight. That'll be just right. Just imagine making out by the firelight. Christmas of love. Christmas of love. Everything you've been dreaming of. Christmas of love. Christmas of love. Christmas of love. Merry Christmas, baby.
Christmas of love.
Yeah.
Christmas of love.
Merry Christmas, baby. Christmas of love.
Hello Chris, this is Steve from Madison, Wisconsin. I enjoy Tips from the Top Floor tremendously. Want to say have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and keep up the good work.
And here's the Tips from the Top Floor 2005 review. April 9th, 2005 was the official birthday of Tips from the Top Floor. I kicked that off after my brother had introduced me to podcasting, and I expected to do maybe 10 shows, but hey, we're at 84 now and I still don't see an end to this. Who would have thought? And after playing with the show's format for a while and trying out new things, the next milestone came with show number 10, where the format started to come together. You have no idea how proud I was when I received the first listener greeting in my email from Australian listener Juliana.
I'm Juliana from Australia. And you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
Juliana, maybe you're still out there and listening to the show. Thanks for sending that first greeting, and thanks for kicking off a long tradition of listeners opening the show.
Hi, And Shami from Argentina.
This is Sean from California.
Hi, babes. I'm Stella, talking from Madrid.
Hi, this is Pear from New Orleans, Louisiana, USA.
Hi, I'm Last Future from the Supernode podcast.
I'm Juliana from Australia.
Hello, this is Forrest McCormack from Washington, D.C.
Hello, I'm Besson from Beirut.
And you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
It's not the camera that takes the picture, it's the photographer. I don't get it. Tops from the tip floor. This is not the photography comedy show. There are a few people have downloaded the show already. Yeah, I wish. That's not what it's about. Yeah, rip it apart. That's the things that you should look for when taking pictures. This is not a day to go out and take pictures. Today is Listener Participation Day. Just send me an email. Learn from others. Oh, there's the phone. Let me pick that up. That's a lot of fun. Is it just me? Is that related in some way? Yeah, send me feedback. I want feedback. I'm recording this show in my little studio on the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Another thing that got started with show number 10 was Scott Fletcher announcing the show, or P. Fletchy, as Sam from the SG show likes to call him. Scott, thank you so much for providing me with your golden voice. You have really helped tie the show together and give it a good flow, and without your voice, it wouldn't be as professional as it is today.
This is Tips from the Top Floor, podcasting for the digital photographer.
And you can find Scott's website at voice.caraworks.com, and I'll link that from the show notes. And the fun with Scott continued in show number 12. Scott is also the announcer for Tim Henson's Distorted View show, and we did a little comedy piece together where I kidnapped Scott and Tim would be starting his show without an announcer. A bit twisted, but if you want to check back for that, listen to the beginning of show number 12. And then the first sound seeing tour came along on show number 15, Life Cycle of a Picture. And the first assignment was given out on show number 20, the transportation assignment. Whew, and 12 assignments have been done since, with over 500 pictures submitted by you, the listeners. And you can see all of the assignment pictures in the Tips from the Top Floor gallery at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Show number 22 marked another milestone when I did the first interview on the show. And my first interview partner was Franklin McMahon from the Media Artist Secrets podcast, that is also linked from the show notes. And it was about photography as a business. Another sound seeing tour was brought to you on show number 28, where I returned home late one night to witness a thunderstorm coming up, and I got out my recording gear and took over 120 pictures in about 30 minutes, and I recorded while I was doing so. And I received lots of good feedback regarding that show, even though I was never happy with the sound quality, but the feedback showed me that the content and the drama was what made the show for the listeners. And I also made this sound seeing into a short promo for Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, which eventually even got played on his show. And here's the promo for you again.
Hey Adam, this is Chris Marquardt from the Tips from the Top Floor podcast. I'm standing at the window of my top floor in the middle of a thunderstorm. I'm taking pictures of lightning bolts. Can you hear that? This is life. This is not fake. And I'm doing a photography podcast, tipsfromthetopfloor.com, and, well, I'm just taking... Oh, this is amazing. You should see those lightning bolts here. And it's starting to rain, thunderstorms coming up, and I just thought I'd say hi from right in the middle of a thunderstorm, send you a picture with it, and, you know, maybe you can play this on the show. And oh, you should have seen that lightning bolt. Wow. Now it's starting to rain. I have to remove the camera from the window, otherwise it's gonna drown. Oh man, this is amazing. I have to close that window and... Oh, I can't believe this is happening. Wow. Well, you have to know when to end, especially at the point when it's getting too dangerous, and I have to actually go around the house and close a few more windows. I hope you'll be with us next time I do another sound seeing kind of thing. Alright, that was it from the top floor. This is Chris Marquardt. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
And here's another piece of pot-safe Christmas music for you. My Own Merry Christmas by Geoff Smith.
The snow is falling down tonight. A carol's ringing through the night this Christmas. The choir right outside your door could be singing one more song for you. If I could join them too, I would. But if there's no other way, then for me to be so far this Christmas, I can write a couple words and a tune. Here's my Christmas melody for you. Go ahead and light the Christmas tree. Go ahead and hang the mistletoe. Go ahead and set another place for me. I will be there in your heart this Christmas. Snuggle close up to the fire. Pretend that I'm watching it with you. Though I'm many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you today. So let me whisper in your ear a thing or two you'd like to hear for Christmas. I'll tell you that I'm coming home, or I'll be there when you carve the turkey, trim the tree, or maybe that a big surprise would be to see it in my eyes on Christmas. But if I couldn't make it home, I could send it in a song you could play while I'm far away. Christmas tree. Go ahead and hang the mistletoe. Go ahead and set another place for me. I will be there in your heart this Christmas. Snuggle close up to the fire. Pretend that I'm watching it with you. Though I'm so many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you today. Ooh. Ooh. Go ahead and light the Christmas tree. Go ahead and set another place for me. I will be there in your heart this Christmas. Snuggle close up to the fire. Pretend that I'm watching it with you. Though I'm so many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you. Though I'm so many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you today.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa Claus calling from Sweden, wishing all my fellow photographers a very Merry Christmas. Cheers to you all from Sven.
In July, we had the Podcast Awards nomination, and thanks to all of you who went to the awards website and nominated Tips from the Top Floor, because we made it among the top five shows in the education category. And then, thanks to all of you who voted, in August 2005, Tips from the Top Floor actually won the 2005 Podcast Award in the education category. And this couldn't have happened without all you great listeners of this show. A big thank you for this again. Show number 40 turned out to become one of the most famous of all the Tips from the Top Floor shows up to that point. It was the Moving Landscape Soundseeing Tour, where I stopped my car in the Black Forest and tried to do some landscape photography, just to be rudely interrupted by a bunch of cows. Here, listen to that.
Here, taking another picture of those cows. They really look mean. Oh, so mean. Have a look at these. They're, on the one hand, they are beautiful animals. On the other hand, they could be kind of scary. Especially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Scary. Oh, they're actually not really scary. Earlier on they were scary, but now they are just chewing away their grass and... Huh? Is that yummy? Hello? Talk to me. Ouch! I just leaned against the electric fence. Ow, my leg. Ouch. Ah, I didn't even see that. It's rusty. It's kind of hardly visible against the ground. Ouch! So now I know why those cows didn't actually attack me. They're afraid of getting a shock. Ow! Ooh.
And from then on, the interviews kept coming, the assignments were given out, and the next big thing was the iPod Shuffle giveaway that resulted in many listeners submitting their self-portraits to the show. It was also around that time when iTunes 4.9 came out and the listener numbers of Tips from the Top Floor went tenfold overnight, and that was really exciting. And finally, on August 11th, Tips on the Top Floor made the iTunes podcast's homepage with its logo big on the top of the page. Then during August, we replaced the server with a more powerful one and shortly after, ran another giveaway for an iOmega Rev Drive. And thanks again to iOmega for providing that prize. Another milestone came along in August in the shape of a forum, which helped to turn the listeners into a community with a place where they could exchange their ideas and thoughts about photography, and I'm constantly amazed to see how quick this community is growing and how civil and nice everyone is. Within the first 3 days, there were almost 170 users signed up, and now, after less than 4 months, we have over 1,200 registered forum members and a total of over 20,000 posted articles. During September, I took a long vacation in Sweden, but I had a show a week prepared for that time, and on my return, I aired 2 soundseeing tours that I had recorded during the vacation. The interview with German top photographer Gabo on show number 61 was one of my personal highlights. She was very open to talk about her approach to portrait photography and about her feelings around the transition from film to digital photography, and I'm really, really happy that she agreed to be on my show. Listen to this.
I can tell another story about Kevin Costner. I took picture for Zeit magazine, and it was interviewed, a dream interview, and I had the idea to take picture of him in straw, because it was for a cowboy movie, and so I thought it was a good idea to lay him down in this fine hotel, which was a Hyatt hotel in straw. And then his manager came and said, well, wrong idea, you know, I don't want him to get dirty. And I said, but he's a cowboy, how can he get dirty of straw? And he said, no, forget it. We don't have the time to clean then his clothes, and it's not going to work. And so I was kind of desperate, and when I met Kevin, I said, well, your manager didn't want you in straw, so what can we do else? And he said, well, let's go to bed. And I was, of course, I was like, I'm sorry to go to bed with you now here? Well, so I took pictures of him in bed, which was very difficult. He just laid down. I guess he just wanted to stretch out and lay down, and I was like, hey, what shall I do now? And because when I was looking through the camera from the side, it didn't look really good because it's not a good perspective from the side if somebody lays down. So I knew I had to climb over him to take a picture from the top so he doesn't have a double chin and everything looks good. And but I was, of course, since I'm a woman, I was a little bit shy. So I took off my cowboy boots and I had to just step over above him to find a good angle. And then I was I was excited and I didn't know what to say. I was confused and shy and I was afraid to fall. But unfortunately, I didn't fall. it was a funny job. It was very funny because he was very cool and easy to work with.
Okay.
But it was a professional job, so I didn't fall.
Okay. Then towards the end of October, listener and forum moderator Andres started a Frapper map for Tips from the Top Floor, where listeners can put a pin on a world map to show who they are and where they live. And what a fun idea that was. And by now, there are over 500 pins on that map. There is a link from the Tips from the Top Floor homepage if you want to check it out. Oh, wait, there's the phone. Hold on a second. Okay, gotta pick that up quickly. Hello?
Chris, are you there? Hello.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Brian.
Oh, Brian O'Nolan.
That's right, how you doing?
Hey, how's things in Western Ireland?
I thought I just called you before Christmas. It's just, yes, how's things over in Germany?
Oh, just wonderful. I'm just doing the Christmas show. Hey, you're just calling in time. That's amazing.
Oh, I hope I'm not disturbing you, know.
No, not at all, not at all.
So, are you on a TV or something?
No, this is the podcast, you know.
All right, you're going to explain that to me later, I guess.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So, how's things?
Well, things changed a bit lately, actually. After our last phone call, things were going a bit strange in my part of the country, especially around my house, basically, because what happened was, like, after a call, you know, there's loads of people coming around and like having a look around the thatched cottage. Do you know the one with the great view over to Miss McMurphy's? It's a bit strange anyway. I wondered if you told anybody.
No, of course I didn't. I would never.
If you tell anybody next time, just tell them not to shy away the cows, because, like, you know, we get a lot of subsidies for them from the EU. You know. So there's loads of people tramping around the cow paddock, and that's not very good for the milk. You know, they stop giving milk there. They're very shy, those cows over in the West. I mean, they're a bit shy. They don't like to be photographed, to be honest. Well, that's so much for that. Actually, like, the European Union hasn't been doing too bad for us at all. Sure, we had running water, but it was more like pints of rain leaking through the thatched cottage roof, and nowadays it's all metric. It's liters of water coming out of the tap, and the greatest thing about it is actually you can turn it off. That's a great change. That's a great improvement, and that's actually leading me towards this little Christmas call I'm doing to you. Actually, at the moment, there were days when we didn't have electricity, and those days there was a tradition that people would put a candle out in the window, because that way we could always find our way back from the pub. All you had to do was just to remember which candle was yours. But now it's getting more complicated, because now we've got all these twinkling lights outside, you know, all these flashy blinking things, you know. You know what I mean? It's sort of a miracle. But that's progress, I guess, and they can't stop it. But did you ever try to photograph those flashing lights? Well, give it a go when you have time. But there's a little problem with them, because it's irritating, because, like, you know, they're like twinkling lights, and if you try to capture them, you always miss one. I guess it's because of the twinkle. A friend of mine phoned me, and he's working with the electricity supply board, and I had to promise him not to tell anybody that he agreed to switch the power off until he could take the next picture. Well, I did that anyway, and I didn't tell anybody. Well, I took the picture, he turned the power off, I prepared my camera, and I took the second picture, and then he put the power back on. Actually, I wondered, because, like, the board, the electricity board he worked at, that must have been quite big, because he didn't just turn off that little twinkling light. Instead, the whole village turned black. But, well, our father in heaven must have liked it, because 9 months later, our population was stronger than ever. Well, I guess that must be the miracles of Christmas. Don't you think so?
That's just a wonderful story.
This is a story, that's the truth. Will you ever come over to me and I'm going to show you all these little kids?
I will, I promise.
You must take a picture of them. Like, those twinkling eyes, they seem to have a very positive effect on the milk production.
Oh, really?
So, you wouldn't imagine. There's milk for all the village, and every second farmer has cows, so I don't know where we're going to do. But, well, after all, we've got these quotas, and everything's fine. Well, it's going to be, like, milk pudding for Christmas, and for St. Stephen's Day, and the mummers, and the wrens. Everybody's going to get their share of it. So, I guess they're going to have a great Christmas over here. Well, Just to tell you, no, have a great Christmas. And, well, if you get a chance to come over, you are more than welcome.
Yeah. To take pictures of your cows.
I'll just be very careful, you know. As I told you, they're very shy.
Do you have electric fences there?
We have electricity these days, so we have fences. It's just about combining those two, I think.
All right, Brian.
Have a great day.
Thank you for the call.
All right, not like Sean the Grit. And have a good Christmas, and I'll see you next time. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good old Brian. Well, let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. Another show that received a lot of good feedback was number 68, the Halloween special that probably took me longer than any of the other shows to produce. And then on November 11th, there was the official podcast awards ceremony in Ontario, California, where the actual awards were handed out, and even though I unfortunately couldn't make it there, Big Mike from the Extra Super Action show stood in for me and received the award on my behalf. Then in the middle of November, I kicked off the Tips from the Top Floor voicemail line at 206-202-3757, where you can leave a voicemail for the show, greetings, feedback, and questions.
Hey Chris, this is Lee. I'm calling to wish you your very best, happiest Christmas ever. And to thank you so much for all the hard work that goes into every show that you put out. I feel like I've learned so much from Tips from the Top Floor shows since I first started listening in May. I just feel like I've grown so much photographically, and I love every show. Thanks again for all your hard work. So have a great break. Make some wonderful memories. Don't eat too much now. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hi Chris, this is Rav Star from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'd just like to wish you and all of the listeners and forum members a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
And then finally, on November 30th, 2005, I announced the Tips from the Top Deck Mediterranean Photography Cruise that we'll do in September 2006. You can come along on one of the biggest Royal Caribbean cruise ships, the Splendor of the Seas, where I'll hold photography workshops. We'll see some of the most famous historic places in Europe, Venice, Italy, Corfu, Greece, Ephesus, Turkey, and Athens, Greece. We'll have a lot of hands-on questions and answers. We'll do photography land excursions together, and we'll generally have a good time. There are still a few places left, so if you want to find out more about the cruise, go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com for more details. And here's another bit of music for you. It's Podsafe for Peace, and you can actually buy it for 99 cents at podsafeforpeace.org, and all proceeds from the sales will go to UNICEF. So do a good thing today, go to www.podsafeforpeace.org and spend 99 cents on this Podsafe piece of Christmas music.
First winter snow outside my window, feels like that time again to me.
The mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree, yeah.
People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for a Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye,
and then we have to wait another year. Christmas, what a wonderful look around now and you'll see. Everybody's nice and full of light, and they give to those who are in need.
This song and most of the other music on this show has been provided by the Podsafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. We're almost at the end of this show, and last but not least, thanks to all who contributed to the success of Tips from the Top Floor during the year 2005. Last Future, Trick Form, Boris Heitzman, Andre Donawa, and Hans Petter for the music, Scott Fletcher for the voiceover, Andres for the logo, Sebastian for all his hard work on the server, Lee for the beanbags and all other support, each and every forum member who is helping to keep this a wonderful place to be, and all the listeners who are supporting this show. I probably missed a lot here, so please, if I didn't mention you, feel yourself included. Oh, and last but not least, Rebecca for all your support and all your patience. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Frohe Weihnachten, Joyeux Noël, Mele Kalikimaka, Kurisumasu Omedeto, Feliz Navidad. Have a wonderful rest of the year. I wish you a successful start into 2006 and talk to you again after the holiday break in 2 weeks. Happy shooting.
Special winter day, little podcaster girls and boys wake up early to find something special in their iPods. Little do they know how close they came to losing it all.
Ah, humbug!
The podcast community presents A Podcast Christmas Carol, a special adaptation of Charles Dickens' classic tale of broadcast mogul Ebenezer Scrooge.
Indeed.
And the visitation of three ghosts on Christmas Eve.
And I suppose you expect me to just play this little promo for free.
Visit apodcastchristmascarol.com and listen as Scrooge is shown his tragic future and learns to share the spirit of the Christmas season.
Go start your own radio station. Ah!
A Podcast Christmas Carol, featuring talents from the podcasting community, including Adam Curry,
Senseo,
Leo Laporte, and starring David Lawrence as Ebenezer Scrooge. Visit apodcastchristmascarol.com.
The future is just around the corner.